USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president is perhaps not giving an accurate or truthful picture.
That's Seattle's Democratic mayor responding to President Trump saying yesterday that he might send federal forces in to try to break up protesters who've set up a camp along six blocks of Seattle's Capitol Hill district, closing even a police precinct headquarters. Mayor Jenny Durkin says, in fact, it seems more like a block party rather than a violent protest.
There is no threat right now to the public, and we're taking that very seriously. We're meeting with businesses and residents. But what the president threatened is illegal and unconstitutional.
She was speaking on CNN. Stocks up sharply in morning trading as Wall Street's trying to rebound from yesterday's steep sell-off. Yesterday, the Dow lost over 1,800 points. This morning, it's been ahead over 700 at times. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired, and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A bomb blast at a mosque in Kabul, Afghanistan during Friday prayers, killing at least four people, including the imam. It came just hours after a U.S. envoy and top Afghan officials announced a restart of peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban leaders. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the bombing. The Republican Party has moved its August convention from Charlotte, North Carolina to Jacksonville, Florida, after the Democratic governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, wouldn't guarantee that large crowds would be allowed to gather in the Charlotte venue because of the coronavirus. Florida Mayor Lenny Curry is a Republican. He says he will allow crowds for and against President Trump to protest as long as they do so peacefully.
We have free speech. People protest and disagree, and then people go vote, and their voice will be heard at the ballot box, and that's how we do that peacefully in our country.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A country superstar planning a very special social distancing concert. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Country superstar Garth Brooks is holding a concert that will be played only at 300 drive-in theaters on June 27th across the country. The concert event will follow specific guidelines recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as state and local health mandate.
We can have families jump in the car, come out on Saturday night. We are excited because this is a reason to get out of the house, but at the same time, you get to follow all the COVID rules from every individual state. You get to have fun and stay within the guidelines of social distancing, but we're calling it social distancing partying.
The concert will be created in Nashville, Tennessee, and tickets will be just $100 per passenger car or truck, no matter how many you can fit in the vehicle. Tickets go on sale June 19th.
And that's a week from today. Today is the fourth anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida. 29-year-old Omar Mateen, a security guard, opened fire inside the gay nightclub, and after a three-hour standoff, police shot and killed him. 49 people, though, died, and 53 were wounded. And The Bachelor will have its first black star next season, as ABC says Matt James will be the lead for season 25 of the show, which the network is hoping to premiere in January. You can find us online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.